Since the dawn of time, man has competed and relaxed. But with that comes responsibility. We go behind the pageantry and ceremony to examine these modern warriors and relaxers to bring you the real story.
From East Hollywood, the investigative capital of the world, this is UCB Sports and Leisure.
The great divide between reality and virtual reality is an abstraction so new, we barely know its effects on the human condition. Enter Toby Yama, an avatar coach who claims to improve lives by helping young people create their perfect avatar for online gaming. Toby agreed to give Scott and I an exclusive glimpse into his unusual world that carefully walks the line between real life and simulation.
I like that you bought the American minivan. That's
Thank you, Toby. So much. I've always dreamt of buying one of these, and now I can afford it because of my new business.
Yeah.
So it's incredible to live my own dream, really, to be honest with you.
There's no seatbelt back here. Just, I mean, there's a seatbelt, but it doesn't have a clip.
I've never been in an accident. So.
And I took the passenger seat just because I feel safer.
Right.
Scott can bounce around in the back.
That's all right.
But statistically, since I've never been in an accident, that it's 100% safe and clear.
Okay.
Okay.
So I've done the math on it. So,
yeah. Do you, when you drive, do you ever blend the world that you mostly spend time in, like your virtual character and the ones you help kids design? Don't you think it makes a more dangerous driver out of you, for example?
Well, not really, because the avatars that I create for myself are all good drivers. And I was never a good driver until I created an avatar that was.
So you practice a lot in the computer and now you're a better driver.
Yeah, it really is that simple.
Can you see through those goggles? Can you see through those really good?
I can barely see.
But is there a camera in front of your van projecting what you're seeing?
Yes.
I'm just saying, how do you know where to go is my question.
It's gut instinct, really, to be honest with you.
But you're on a feed, so you're wearing goggles right now, as if you're in a virtual reality, but you're actually driving the vehicle. Are you doing two things at once now? Like, because we're not wearing gear, and you're wearing headgear.
Right. Well, I have other windows open in the goggle, if that's what you want to know. I'm watching some YouTube videos.
So this is like Ready Player One gear. Like, that's
exactly
the kind of stuff you're wearing.
Exactly, yeah.
But it looks great. That's the thing about his gear. It doesn't look like a Ready Player One sort of bulky thing. It looks sleek.
It's stylish.
Sleek.
You go about your life in that helmet. If you went to a wedding, would you wear that helmet?
Well, I have got one that wore in the helmet, and I have to explain to people that what I'm doing, which is uncomfortable, but...
You weren't in the wedding.
No, I was not. In fact, I didn't really know the people in the wedding.
What if you were in the wedding? Would you have taken the helmet off if you were in the wedding party?
Like a best man.
No, because then I wouldn't be able to see my bride. Because she'd probably be not really real and virtual.
But he's giving the speech. That would be helpful. You could kind of have your own teleprompter in your helmet while you're giving the speech.
Well, I have to say, it's very safe the way you operate a very mid-sized
van. I mean, we have literally just been going straight the whole time. Are you sure?
Maintaining speed and his feet are correct. And I guess, how long have you been coaching people to create avatars?
Well, I've been coaching them about a decade.
Wow.
But I haven't been making a living until about 3 years ago.
Really?
I created my own company. Yeah.
So when you entered into like your sort of obsession or your sort of teaching to others how good it can be, what was the game, your entry game 10 years ago? Is it still the same game now?
I used to play Doom. I used to play Mortal Kombat 3.
Well, my entry games are usually role-playing games by a specific company. I get lost in medieval games. There needs to be...
It gives you like just an escape where you can be... Like, what drew you into it?
What drew me into it is the suicides that were in my life. And my mother and father.
Yeah, I Googled that.
Yeah,
they
ended it. I
wasn't going to bring it up, but now
I'm going to tell you a little bit about my past.
Okay.
My father is Japanese and my mother is Korean, and there's that conflict. You know,
that there's a conflict?
Well, there was 50 years of oppression, the Japanese and the Koreans, and... I don't think they were a good match, but
stay together?
Barely, yeah.
And still together?
They killed themselves.
Oh, they both killed. How
dead.
Long ago?
That's the suicide.
That was 10 years. That was the suicide I was referring to.
How long ago?
Ten years ago.
Yeah. And they were used katanas, which was very difficult to kill yourself with a katana, which is a samurai sword.
Because it's too long to
reach out
far away from yourself.
And you have to extend your arms further away from your body, lunge it, and then there's a ritualistic And I'll be honest with you, it was very scarring.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Well, not for that. They didn't try and they didn't sew them back together and scar. You're saying scarring for you.
Yeah,
I'm talking about the.
Yeah,
the,
I'm not
the
saying that they were scarred, although they probably were.
Right.
Yeah, they probably were. If I think about it, yes.
Were their arms longer than the sword, or the sword is shorter than?
My father actually has a disease. He's the only one that has it, where he has longer arms than normal.
Oh, so
it's
kind of
like he has carpal tunnel, but it's in his length.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And maybe it's not
carpal
a disease.
Tunnel in his length. I don't understand what you mean.
What do you mean?
It just means like.
What does carpal tunnel in his length mean?
I think he's talking about the tendons in there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Make the bone grow more than it should.
Oh, I see.
Mm.
So carpal tunnel has stretched him into how big of a person?
His arms are just long. That's why he could.
Mm-hmm. Like wingspan, like 7 foot wingspan?
Like more than Dennis Rodman or less?
Oh, way more than Dennis Rodman. Oh, I'm
that's
saying,
a big wingspan.
That's tall.
Well, his knuckles drag on the floor.
Oh,
if
wow.
If that is any indication.
Oh, wow. That's unfortunate.
Well, it's not because he had a roof cleaning business.
Oh, he made a living cleaning gutters
and
things like that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. So he made a very good business.
Did he pick fruit?
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
He has. No, he has. He didn't do it as a living, no.
Yeah, but he seemed...
just for fun.
Yeah. Can't wait. We all pick fruit for fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you not?
So these conflicts between Japan.
Like blueberry picking. It wasn't so much
he
fun.
He will not stop talking about
like
this fucking
value.
Day he had with
it
his family.
It felt like value more than anything. It felt like, oh, we're saving money by picking them ourselves. Mm. Picking a pumpkin is more my speed.
Take out the middleman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds fun for November.
I can't believe you just parked this van while wearing a helmet.
For
like
those
that.
Who aren't watching right now, he well, literally just
yeah.
the wheel
Some
turned.
Some people who
he
subscribe
did,
to the show don't get the video
yeah,
feed.
Yeah, it almost did it like.
I can parallel with it as well.
Okay, whoa. Relax, you guys. Right. What was that? I mean, just tell me when you're going to do that, okay?
Okay.
For those of you at home.
Actually,
I thought you were going to do it. He
I
like
didn't.
Faked it. He did a pump
didn't.
Fake.
I didn't.
Pump fake.
You like Morrissey?
Yeah.
I like Morrissey.
Yeah. You know he's big with the Hispanic population. Did you know that?
I did know that. Los Angeles has a huge Morrissey following.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that true? Do Koreans or Japanese follow anybody that's like an asexual singer that you wouldn't expect, like the Mexicans do?
What do you mean?
Well, Morrissey has a huge Hispanic population.
Yes.
And
Morrissey has a huge Hispanic population? What does that mean?
The country of Morrissey. No, I meant his fan base.
What you're saying to you to us is that Morrissey had a big Mexican fan base, Hispanic fan base.
Yeah. Actually, I think I said Mexican. I probably should have said Hispanic.
I think Hispanics.
So yeah. When you meet, like, say, a Hispanic kid whose dad said, "I want you to help my son with his avatar," like, do they have like certain things you got to coach them out of, like to open up to other?
Well, there's research.
See things different
there's
ways.
There's also research,
yes.
Right? I mean, there's a month of research that goes on. I have to have one-on-one conversations with the kid.
So what are some of the questions you would ask that kid? So you're going to have 3 sessions with this kid before launch?
About 20 sessions.
20 sessions before you finalize the avatar?
Well, the avatar is...
The
is
call.
Thank
here's
you.
The, here's his question sheet right here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Yeah, I printed it out.
Oh,
thank
and
you
put
had
it
one.
In a binder.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I
you printed
binders.
One out.
Nobody uses them anymore.
I just,
some
you know,
people call them folders.
I do my research. I Googled you first. And
well, the thing is, with the avatar is an extension of who you are, correct? Or who you want to be, or who you admire, or who, it's basically.
For me, it's wish fulfillment when I do. I want to be something different, you know, something without back pain.
Right.
Looking for something, you know, like.
And that would all go into the questions that I would ask.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your physical state?
Mm-hmm.
If you have diabetes, tell me about that. Were you, I get personal, were you ever.
I have diabetes in my family.
You do?
Like my father and like all my uncles.
Right. So your avatar would be extremely skinny.
Okay.
And vegan, probably.
Vegan.
Okay.
Oh, so I don't get diabetes in the game. Or is it preventative?
That's the thing. It's preventative. So, for instance, I would not want you to get diabetes.
Okay.
So your avatar would reflect the person or the image of what I want you to become.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm a guy.
You're weird looking. Facially.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So I would probably make an avatar that has a better face.
Great.
Yeah.
So that was my next question.
Just like a straight up improvement.
Well, it wouldn't be that difficult. Like, no offense.
No, would you open my eye? Please, would you bulb the eyes first?
Well, the skin tone I would make more
darker or lighter?
Or I would say more human.
More human?
Yeah, there's like some translucent thing happening right now.
With me?
It's blotchy.
Blotchy.
Yeah.
And then you would darken my skin. And then what about a weapon? Or would you?
Well, let's start with the body first. I mean the weapons is an accessory, correct?
Don't you want things to be more symmetrical? Like, that's what I always think about Matt, is not asymmetrical.
I'm not really symmetrical.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's probably the step one, right?
Well, he has, no offense. Are you being offended?
Not yet.
No. No. You have Gollum's situation. For instance, skinny arms, and then the belly comes out. I would fix that in the avatar.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Right.
But, like...
And what that would do in turn, if you would listen for a second, is that you would... You see your avatar and you would visualize yourself, you'd manifest it, and you would become that avatar through time.
So you're saying that you play your avatar enough to where you start to aspire to become as good as your avatar?
Yes. Okay. Exactly.
That's
wish I would put that on my business card. Because
so
it's
describe
exactly
your.
What it is.
I'm going to pull your internet photo up of your avatar currently. Describe it to the fans who don't have video feed for us.
Well, this he's 6'2".
He's 6'2". Go ahead.
Right, he's 6'2".
Right, I see that.
He's white.
He's white.
Right.
Yeah, I noticed that, yeah.
He's white. He's got a chiseled face. Green eyes.
Why did you choose white? I'm just curious. Like,
What's the weapon? I'm going to ask you that. I always want to know what the weapon is.
Look at his elbows.
Okay.
There's like little swords on it, right? You know, have you ever seen cockfighting?
Have you ever seen
cockfighting?
Yeah, well, these chickens. Well, no, I haven't seen.
Well, I'm
going
to tell
it.
You. I'm going to explain to you. These chickens have little knives on their
elbows.
Elbows. And I have as well.
But on a chicken, the elbows look like ankles, right?
Exactly.
You would think they're an ankle, but technically they're knees.
Mm-hmm.
Or elbows, I mean.
Yes.
You would even think they're knees, really, but they're elbows.
They're real elbows.
Interesting.
Why did you go with a monobrow?
Because the monobrow, I've always been into... Well, I wish that I had one eye.
Oh, you'd really go, so, but why limit yourself then? And why not be a cyclops in the virtual world?
Because I want to look human.
You have to interact with other people.
There's no way in real life that I could have one eye, so the monobrow for me, is a compromise.
But you could be white.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I love Cyclops, I do.
So do you think there's always some moment of compromise when creating an avatar? Because you just admitted there was some compromise in creating your avatar.
It's not a pure fantasy.
So
that's exactly, I wish I'll put that on my business card as well. It's not a pure fantasy.
Oh, that is...
It is not
a
pure fantasy.
Business card. I don't know many people who still make them, but that's a very good idea.
I have them, yes.
That's funny.
I'll take one.
Sure, there you go.
Oh, nice card stuff.
Thank you.
Very solid.
Uh-huh.
That just shot right out of his goggles.
Yeah. Do you have a printer in those goggles?
I do.
That is so smart. That's like a Polaroid printer.
And
a helmet.
Do we just go in here, or do you need to have a swipe? It says swipe card here.
Yes.
Do you need to swipe... I don't have a card.
Well, I can make you a card just through my printer on my face. You want to?
Or you just let me in. Hold the door open.
Okay.
Building card. Are you talking about a building security card?
Yeah, we're trying to get into the door. Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're doing? Yes. I apologize.
I'll go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, it was open.
Here's another thing about myself that you guys don't know.
You should keep this locked.
Is that I am a virgin and I will always remain to be one.
But you've had sex in the game.
Oh, I've had sex in the game since I've created.
Yeah, that's the question. Are you a virgin? You're a virgin if you have had sex in a game and not in real life. That's definitely
still a virgin.
Yeah, you're still a virgin.
Yeah, I'm totally still a virgin. But I've done everything in the game.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm a virgin and I'm fine with it. And I will remain to be a virgin to the end of time, my life.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen.
I mean, do.
What I find difficult is like with that backstory that parents are letting you coach their children in significant choices.
Is avatar design a significant choice?
I think it is for a kid.
Uh-huh.
What do you mean? Explain.
You have some intense life history that is still manifesting itself, and then you're generating avatars for children who, in a world of stuff that matters to them. mm-hmm. their social media face, which is very important to a teen.
Right.
It's an interesting, like...
But that's why it takes time. That's why, I mean...
It's probably why they relate to you.
Not only that, also, because I don't know if you know this, but I'm 52 years old.
I did know that.
Yeah, I'm 52 years old. Yeah, so...
You look good.
Thank you.
You look good.
Thank you.
Small but good.
Well, thank you.
Do a one-arm push-up.
There you go.
Holy fudge.
There you go.
He just Holy dropped fudge. Right down and did it.
I'm very fast.
Did not even flinch.
Yeah.
Pow.
Pow, pow.
Damn.
Man.
You're like a Superman.
Thank you. Thank you.
Does that helmet help you physically?
Can you dunk? There's a hoop right there. Can you dunk?
Yes, I can.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Wait, does this helmet help your body in real life
at all?
But
that's the thing. Because I am 6'2 in my avatar, that I believe that I can.
Oh, it's like a self-fulfilling.
Exactly. I think you're missing the point.
Use adrenaline or whatever.
I think you're missing the point.
I absolutely am.
Yeah, because a
you're
decade ago.
Your fantasy has manifested
when I was 42, 10 years ago, when I was 42.
Wow.
Right. I wasn't able to do a push-up with both hands.
And now here you are. Just
I couldn't even lift a basketball. It was so heavy.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You see that backflip? You just did a backflip.
Yes. Yeah, so there you go.
I never had a backflip. I did it a couple times. That was a good backflip.
On a trampoline?
No, on the floor. On the floor. But I did gymnastics for 1 year of my life.
He never did a backflip.
I did. Mm. I did, man.
So that's why, you know, I think it is a positive thing for young kids. And I think the parents feel a little uncomfortable that sometimes they stay at my ranch.
Do you ever have sex with the kids' avatars?
No, excuse me?
Do you have sex with the kids' avatars? Which is not illegal. And
Have sex with the kids' avatars?
Yeah.
Well, number one, if the kids' avatar is a female.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But since I'm not gay, the male avatars, no.
Okay. So you just have a problem with if you're gay or not. There's no ethical question about the actual boundaries of the kid's fantasy life.
Well, it depends on how old the avatar is. The kid's avatar could be 20 years older than they are.
Mm-hmm.
So at
Which
that
is
point,
legal
it would
age.
Be completely legal.
Yeah.
Following a slew of inevitable lawsuits, Toby was forced to leave the Avatar world indefinitely. Months later, we learned that Toby was back on his feet, working as the regional manager for Hot Topic in Southern Illinois. Scott and I paid him a visit to find out if he was ever able to break out of his virtual shell and learn to embrace his humanity in the physical world.
Man, this store, I never shopped here before, but I probably should have. It's great.
Hey, guys.
Toby.
Hi.
Do you remember us?
Of course.
Nice to see you.
Oh, my big God. Fan of you guys. Thank you so much for coming. I thought you forgot
fit.
About me.
You got fit. You got kind of buff.
Thank you.
Did you work? You look happier somehow.
It's a part about managing a Hot Topic.
What do you mean?
I'm a regional manager of all Hot Topics in this region.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Southern Illinois, Schaumburg.
Really? Oh, that's a big...
Thank you.
That's a big swath.
Thank you.
You're talking like northern to southern Illinois on the western. That's a lot of territory.
Well,
you're
the
covering.
First when I a year ago I quit the avatar business and I applied. I was wandering through this. I was on the verge of really doing something awful to myself. I was going through a really big depression because.
You had some shady, effed up shit happen to you.
Well, some lawsuits about the avatar business. A couple of kids hurt themselves.
Not surprised by any of that.
You
seem reckless in your emotionality, to be honest, when we first met you.
Really? You mean that?
Yes. It was a roller coaster. It seemed like someone that could cross an unprofessional moment, you know?
It would have been nice if you...
Not my place back then, but this is... You know, I'm glad you're doing well.
Thank you.
And to be regional manager?
Yes.
Look at this, Scott. 13 stores. You go on the website.
Yeah.
13 stores,
my friend.
So let me just say this. You're basically the avatar for Western Illinois now. Like, you're, for Hot Topic, you're making their avatar.
Exactly. I've learned to be me. Like I said before, that I said that I was a virgin. And I'd like to announce.
You said you'd always be a virgin.
I would like to announce that I have had sexual intercourse.
Oh my god!
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Is this an exclusive? Can we say it's an exclusive for?
It is an exclusive. This is actually the first time I've ever announced it. Yeah.
Okay,
that's a big deal.
Because the girl doesn't even know, really, to be honest with you.
Well, wait a minute.
You didn't.
No, I was kidding. That was a joke. Oh, she does know.
Thank you. I
understand that
joke didn't work.
Okay.
Is that a small penis joke or like a knocked him out like Bill Cosby?
That could have been. That could have been both. Okay. No, she's still. I'm still seeing her, and she's great.
This is weird to say as a professional journalist, but I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Proud of you. I mean, it's because you were spiraling out of. I mean, when you left, you were just screaming, "I'm a god!" with that helmet on.
Yeah, I was lost, and also I didn't tell you this at the time, but that helmet had been on me for 3 years straight without even taking it off.
And wow. And
so
the apartment that I was living in wasn't
the apartment that I thought I was living in. I'll be honest with you, because when I finally did take it off, there were things in my apartment that I have to say it went against city ordinances.
Because you had cameras projecting off of your body, so you could see what you were doing, but there's always something you can't see
like
with
the body cam that you were wearing for a lot of it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's always nooks and crannies you're not going to notice unless you're actually using your eyes in real life. Mm. You know?
Yeah. But now I'm here at this Hot Topic, and I...
I noticed, which I didn't notice before, that you have a pierced ear. That's interesting.
Thank you.
That's interesting.
And my hair is purple.
A lot of
people are doing that these days.
Yeah. And also, just to let you guys know, I want... you guys, if anyone, any of my employees ask how old I am...
52?
29.
29, I mean.
20. Sure. Yeah. 29.
You got a tattoo. I mean, you look good. You didn't you?
I don't want to be weird, but you don't...
This right
here. Is
it a
Hot Topic tattoo?
It says Hot Topic. You can read. But it says Hot Topic. But it's also.
It's like 3D. It's like shooting through the air.
It's. Look at the face. It's Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, crossbreed face.
Wow.
Right. So it's. If you were to take both those faces.
It doesn't look like Corey Haim.
I understand that because you have Corey Feldman in the face as well.
Oh.
So it kind of looks like Haley Joel Osment.
Right. It doesn't look like Corey Feldman either.
I know, because they're...
Is that blending your two favorite actors?
They are my favorite. And rest in peace, Corey Haim. Rest in peace. Okay. Yeah, he was very underrated.
Will you flex your arm for a second?
There you go.
See, when you flex, it makes a different face in a way.
Yeah. Now
that
it looks
almost
like,
looks like The Rock.
Well, it actually looks like the guy from The Shield. What's his name?
Oh. Michael Chiklis?
Chiklis, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when I flex it, though. But anyway, so this is my main hub, though, this particular store that you're in.
Mm-hmm. I think this guy has a question for you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just looking for a t-shirt.
Push your water bottle away. I keep hearing a clank.
Sorry, I got this water bottle outside.
Sure. What t-shirt do you...
They sell water bottles outside?
Yeah. They sell water bottles next door. Uh-huh. It's an Aquafina store. Mm.
So not outside.
Well, it's a store next door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, what is your question?
I was looking for this Blossom t-shirt. It's Joey from Blossom.
Yes.
Do you know him?
We don't have Blossom t-shirts.
Do you have anything with like Miami Bialik on it?
We don't have any t-shirts from that genre, but I do have... You like Alf?
Do
you like Alf?
I don't love Alf.
Yeah, but we do have Alf merchandise.
You push the Alf. Do you get a bonus if you sell a lot of Alf stuff?
Yeah, because we overshot it.
You ever shot Alf?
Well, look at half the store. It's all Alf. We have Alf bobbleheads, Alf socks, Alf.
So... this is a move. Like, this is something you're pushing through the chains.
We need to get rid of this and also all the Avril Lavigne pens.
It must be hard because in the virtual world, you're not buying stock. You can make mistakes and it's just...
fail every day in the virtual world. Here, when you take a risk, it's real life. There's real consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But you're doing great.
These big and tall black jeans. So these are a lot of people buy their black jeans here if they're oversized or extra tall.
Yes. Well, these are Darth Vader pants.
Oh, they go with the costume.
They go with the costume. Oh, I forgot.
Black jeans, I think that guy has another question.
Well, 1 second, but before, but let
I'm
me
just standing here waiting for you guys.
We're trying to record a show. Second. We're journalists.
Yeah, this is a very important. Just give me a second, sir. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Here's a pen.
That's fine.
Here's a pen. I forgot to order the second half of Darth Vader's uniform.
Oh, you need the top.
The upper part.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just selling the bottom part as just pants. Black pants. So anyway, yes, sir.
I would wear these.
Thanks. Yes, sir.
I actually have a question about your tattoo. Is that Corey Haim and Corey Feldman?
Yes, it is.
I'm not gonna.
Oh, wow.
I'm not gonna beat around the bush. I have a tattoo of Joey from Blossom and Joey from Friends because they're my two favorite actors.
And I would have guessed that if you wouldn't have said anything.
That is weird.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
I've never seen another tattoo like that.
Thank you. Are you loitering?
I'm just here to shop for Blossom merch.
Okay, just don't touch anything, okay? Thank you.
But anyway, do you think it's cold. Weird if I ask for a pair of pants?
That's like, cold.
Well, there's an old term that, you know, what? On my Korean side, I told you that I was...
Your mom was Korean.
North Korean.
Your dad was Japanese.
Thank you. You remember.
No, I had nothing to do with them being your parents.
Well, okay.
But you're welcome.
But you remember, though.
Oh, Toby.
That's why
I'm a good journalist.
You're very good.
You got rid of the ha. How old were you when you... It used to be Yamaha, correct? And then you went to Tony...
Yama.
How old were you and what was that like?
Well, I was 8. Mm-hmm. And
that's a bold choice for an 8-year-old. Usually you stick to your last name at that age.
But I also don't want to be named after a motorcycle.
Sure, there is the Yamaha motorcycle.
Yes.
And they were popular?
Very popular back then.
But they're always second fiddle to the Harley.
That is true. That is true. But if my last name was Harley, I'd be Toby Har.
There's a guy who's in the construction business, and his last name is Buttland. And he has never changed his name.
What's funny about that?
Because it's a funny last name, sort of.
I don't get it.
I found it humorous.
Yeah, Buttland.
Buttland. Buttland. But he's like good.
Why is that funny, though? I don't get it.
Well, we're just talking about changing names. Like, some people change their names. And it's awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah.
So I still be Yama, and I did it at 8. I legally changed it at 8. And my parents were completely behind me. This is before they killed themselves, obviously.
I was trying to stay out of that.
With the katana. It is a very big part of my life. And, I think about it every day because I'm the one that discovered the bodies. But anyway, let's put it behind me.
Is this a row of katana swords here? These are not real katana swords.
This is actually the katana sword that's not for sale, and this is the katana sword that my parents used.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I haven't cleaned it as well.
So you have it in a glass case here?
Yeah, but those stains are legitimately real.
Did your mom stand behind your dad while he jabbed it through his stomach first and into her behind
him? That's an old Ronin Japanese tradition, correct? Yes.
Wow, that's violent.
It's a double suicide with a
that's a really big scar.
Is that considered murder?
Can't imagine.
Like, does that affect your life insurance?
It's suicide.
It's murder if someone's killing that. Like, did you collect?
But he's dead already. He's made a choice.
No, but I'm saying for murder you don't get life insurance.
Well, if you wanted to get into it, let's get into it. To be honest with you, it is considered just one suicide, and the other one was a murder.
So that affects your inheritance?
Well, because my dad stabbed his own body through my mom, but my mom wasn't aware. She was asleep.
Uh-huh.
She was asleep.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she didn't even know she was killing herself?
She didn't know, so it was a murder, yes.
I'm going to go to the food court. I don't know if you guys want to go with me or not.
Can you get me? I have to stay here. Can you get me a hot dog on a stick?
Sure.
With the
Does that mean deep fried or just
on
a stick?
Yeah, but with the jack cheese.
Jack, cheese,
yeah.
Hot dog on a stick.
Thank you.
Anything to drink?
Lemonade. That's all they have.
Straight up. And ice?
No ice. No ice, please.
Scott, do you want
anything? Orange Julius.
They do have that.
Okay.
I'm going to get a Korean bowl.
So has the... when you took the helmet off, did you lose the physical powers? I remember when we met, you were able to dunk a basketball and do a one-arm push-up and do a backflip and things like that.
I can hardly walk.
I was going to say that because you're kind of just shuffling around here. It's almost like your ankles and knees and hips don't really work.
Well, I'm 53 now, almost 54.
29, according to
29,
you.
I mean?
Yeah.
And so I have to walk around as if I'm a 29-year-old man, but everything hurts.
Yeah, maybe you shouldn't eat so many corn dogs on a stick. Not to judge you. I'm sorry, Matt hates when I do that.
Yeah.
Here you go.
He's back. Oh, thank you.
Korean bowl. Oh, you wanted hot dog on a stick.
I wanted Orange Julius.
I forgot. I just got two Korean bowls because I love Korean bowls. So I took care of myself first.
And yeah, I'm going to pass.
Please. Nobody?
No, I can't.
I'll go back. I'm just going to give me one.
Just a little tidbit about myself. I don't eat Asian food. I hate it. I don't like it. In any form, even if
what
it's
fusion.
What
would be your favorite dinner? This Korean bowl is good. What would be your favorite dinner?
Anything fried with cheese, I enjoy.
Really?
So like a fried cheese ball or something like that?
I love fried cheese balls. I like
that's the only thing I could think of. What is that? What do you mean fried cheese? What is that?
Thumbtack? Well, like for instance, the thing that I ordered from you from the hot dog on a stick.
On a stick?
Yeah, was also a fried situation, but he didn't get
because it's
one.
Not even a genre or a food, you know.
You like what you like.
Boom. Here you go.
Hot you dog like what you like, yeah.
I just used thumbtack, Scott. I just had an assistant go get a hot dog for me. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mmm.
Like you like it?
Yeah.
And a lemmy. And a lemmy.
So what's your future like at Hot Topic? I mean, are you trying to get two regions under your belt? Are you trying to, what are you trying to do?
Well, what I'm trying to do is, I actually wanted to create my own store eventually here, but for right now, I've went to corporate and asked if they could fund me the money, but.
What would your store be? Is it?
Excuse
darker
me?
Than Hot Topic?
It's way darker than... Is that darker? No, it's not darker than Hot Topic.
Oh, sorry.
It would just be called Skeletor.
I am still standing here, guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You went to the food court to get food. You didn't offer me anything. You haven't helped... I just want to try on this Joy Division t-shirt. You guys are talking about Buttland. I mean...
Would you like to buy the Joy Division t-shirt?
I would like to try it on first. I'd put it on out here, but I'm very self-conscious about my body. I'd like a fitting room.
Open the thing for him.
I have a shirt that I can't put on the floor. It's Ian Curtis, and it's a shirt of when he was actually hanging himself.
So you sell a lot of suicide stuff. Like well, it's almost like
I don't get the hot top. I don't get the goth movement. Although I like your earrings and some of your steel and your pierced. Is your elbow pierced?
Everything's pierced. My
is that like a chicken? What does a chicken have? Like a chicken has razors on his elbows?
Yes.
Did you have implants put on your elbows?
I did.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, so I'm glad you noticed that. I'm glad you noticed that.
All right.
Right.
He's just, yeah, those I get
like,
it.
If I wave my, it's okay, it
okay,
gets
okay,
chaos.
Okay, careful.
It's chaos.
We're cool.
Right.
We're cool.
You know, I have some piercings that no one can see, actually. Mm-hmm. I had my taint pierced.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Most people have their penis pierced, or maybe their sack, but for me, that little no man's land was what I like to call it, a little desert.
Between the butthole and the sack?
Well, people know what that is, yeah, what a taint is. Correct?
Yes.
And I have...
I'm just a journalist. I usually
our listeners mostly do. We'll submit a link along with this episode if people don't know what the taint is.
Because I find that that's erogenous and there is a zone there that I think people don't talk about, which is that's the money shot right there.
Mm-hmm.
If a breeze hit my taint... I would probably go into an orgasm right now as we speak. Yeah.
You really
since the piercing or always?
Always been that way.
Did the piercing make that better or worse?
Oh my god! In fact, I don't even need to. If I do a little jog, I can orgasm.
Wow. For real.
Yeah. Wow.
Sometime later, an anonymous group of high-profile street artists stumbled upon a collection of Toby's old avatars. They were instantly impressed and invited him to join their inner circle. We caught up with Toby at an exclusive art installation showcasing his former craft.
I'm trying to drink less champagne. There's too much sugar in it, Matt.
I had one mimosa. That was delicious. Yeah. Toby!
Hey,
I'm a little tipsy. I had a little champagne mimosa.
Me
congratulations.
Too.
Long time no see.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh my god.
Wow, all these lithographs look amazing.
Prints, lithographs, whatever you need.
But this art installation, like these pieces are selling for like $35,000 a piece or something.
I had a change in fortune.
I'll say.
And remember the avatar business I had? Well, some of my avatars became street art. And now I'm considered to be a street artist, really, to be honest with you, along with Banksy and David Cho and some of these other guys.
Do you know who Banksy is?
Well, no one knows who he is, but I've met him. Thank you.
Wow.
He spent the night at my I have a loft here.
Banksy slept
in
your loft?
Yes.
Oh. And you're allowed to not, you can't tell us who it is.
Well, he wears a mask.
Wow.
While he sleeps over?
Yes.
I don't know anything about the street art world, so I believe you.
What about when he drinks orange juice or something?
Well, there's a little cutout of a mask.
How about when he showers? Of course, he would take his mask off.
I think the most important thing is what's the mask that he wears?
I was just assuming.
I'm more interested in that orange juice hole.
It's the face of Cristiano Ronaldo.
That's the
Portuguese
mask?
Yeah, the Portuguese soccer player.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Yeah. He's a good looking guy. It's
very
a good mask.
Very good looking.
It's a good mask.
Is it a hard shelled plastic mask or is it like a paper lookalike
mask? There's some paper involved, but it's mostly hard.
Hard. Wow.
Yeah.
So like,
you still have the Darth Vader pants I sold you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And what happened?
You gave me a free Lindsay Lohan pin, and I happened to find it in my cup holder. It was covered in coffee in my car, but I cleaned it up.
And here's the keychains.
The Ozzy Osbourne keychains.
Did you make these, by the way? Because if you did, they'd be worth a lot of money.
I did not, but say that I did.
Oh, my God.
And we tried to auction your taint piercing, but nobody bid on it, so I'm here to kind of
whip
out.
How did you get that out of his taint? Look at this piece right here,
my taint up close and personal.
Yeah.
That's
surprising. Someone may buy that, yeah?
They did buy it.
Oh, it's already been bought.
Yeah, they'll get it after this exhibition.
Most of these pieces have been bought?
They've all been bought. There's only one that it's not.
Matt, see these little orange stickers? Every orange sticker means it's sold.
Oh. Yeah.
It's like all $40,000, $40,000, $40,000, $40,000. They're all the same price.
Yeah, they are the same price. And this whole wall are parts of my body. Have you noticed that?
Oh, these aren't selling as much.
I thought it was going to be a lot of your avatars, like the avatars.
The avatars are on this side. If you're interested in the avatars,
I'm more interested in the avatar than your body.
I'm more interested in my body because
that's fine.
It's me.
I've seen it. I've noticed a lot of artists like whatever's selling. Sometimes they lose interest.
Why?
I don't want to look.
It's rude. And can we just start with my body and then we'll go to the avatars? Or
I'd rather start with the avatars, like this person here.
Oh,
that's David Sullivan.
Now, what is David Sullivan?
David Sullivan was a kid. He was autistic, and he lived in the Bay Area. And he was a kid that his father signed up with my company, and we created this avatar together.
6'2", green eyes.
Green eyes, exactly. This one has two eyebrows. It's not one brow.
Oh, double brow.
Right.
Oh,
he's got a
cleft
lip.
Cleft lip.
It's interesting to choose a cleft lip in the fantasy world because he has a cleft lip in real.
Well, David,
did you insist on keeping the cleft lip?
David Sullivan had no lips.
Oh, so you didn't want to upgrade it too far.
So he was born with no lips.
So baby step to the
We thought to ourselves, do we give him full lips or half of a lip?
Uh huh.
So we chose the.
So he was happy with the improvement.
He loved it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God. Matt, you're not going to believe it. Come around this corner.
Oh, what? I'm embarrassed to even... Oh.
This is Matt.
Surprise!
And this is me?
Yes, surprise.
You made avatars for us,
yes,
huh?
Yes,
oh, my God.
All right, so you made my eyes bigger.
Yeah, but you're not going to mention that you don't have any clothes on?
You gave me a great physique. You darkened my skin.
Yeah.
You made me stronger, like you gave me a six-pack.
Yes.
Our penis is like the same size,
what is my weapon? What is my weapon there?
Your titties. Look at the titties.
What is that?
It's like adamantium steel.
So that's more of a defense thing. It's more of a defense mechanism.
A Wolverine
mechanism.
Kind of a defense, you know, sort of military kind of breasts.
That would stop a bullet?
Bullets, yes.
Only in my chest area or my whole body?
What? Your whole body.
Oh, good.
It's infused. It's basically like this. It's infused through your whole body.
It's like a cone of protection.
But just in the breast, the little metal tips stick
and
out.
The antennas.
But his penis is obviously very visible. If he got shot in the dick, would it stop it?
Yes, Scott.
Of course it would.
The nipples send out a protective cone around my body.
And obviously you too have a power, but it's internal, so you can't see it.
What's his power?
You can control things.
Like
but my avatar is just a picture, so I can't.
I know, but if you read into it, you know, there are things behind the photo.
Matt got all this cool stuff.
Right.
Hmm.
I have green eyes and I'm 6'2".
Yeah.
I'm like literally the exact, this is literally what I look like naked.
Is that a deconstruction of the avatar? Have you like changed your artistic game?
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you said that because that's a very valid point and it is truism. I'm into simple,
mm-hmm.
primitive, simple. And I have a foundation, Sea Care.
And what does Sea Care do?
Sea Care is we care about the sea.
Oh,
and
good
all,
for you.
Thank you. And all the creatures and coral and things that are alive in the sea, we want to protect wildlife in specifically the sea.
That's a great cause.
Thank you.
That's a great cause. Good luck with it. Let us know if we can be of help.
The auction's starting, it sounds like.
Can I tell you how?
Sure.
Well, because of my success. I was flown to North Korea, and then I did a little vacay in Japan. I was in a bay, and they were in
this... Do you fuck a lot on vacation, or is that just always regular?
I've been called in Korean a fuck machine.
Really? Just on vacation, though?
Yes.
Do you know how to say that in Korean? Fuck machine?
No, but they call me Juk-Juk.
Oh, what does that mean?
No, I'm going to be real with you. And this is a real thing. I just wanted to...
This whole thing's real.
It is real, but this is the most realest thing I've ever said in my life. And...
Chuck, you said?
No, Juk-Juk.
That's the most real thing?
Well, I'm going to tell you what it is, though.
Oh.
Yeah, Juk-Juk is a slang in Korean for fuck.
Okay.
And so if
so
you...
So twice in a row is fuck.
Well, and then I asked somebody...
That's
Scott.
Ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
It's a different language. It doesn't have the same rules as English. Just listen to him.
But two of one word isn't
double. Just mean fuck. Yeah. It can have different rules.
No, but I asked somebody.
Or it could be one word.
Why Juk-Juk? And this person said, because that's what it sounds like. Yeah, Juk-Juk sounds like you're having sex. So that's why they say Juk-Juk. And that's a fact. And that's a real thing. And you can take that with you.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of UCB Sports and Leisure. Huge thanks to our wonderful guest this week, Mr. Bobby Lee. And shout outs to our wonderful producer, Anosh McAdam, who respects a good pie to crust ratio. And if you like what you hear today, give us a review on iTunes. And you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at UCBSL. Peace!
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.